welcome to another episode of the Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn-Wardner. I do hope you're very well. It's time for my ninth habit. Habit number 9 of 26 habits is going to be all about sustainability. Now, this is something that I've really wanted to tackle on 26 habits, but every time, and I'm sure many of you may feel the same way, every time I begin to unpick this topic, I need to go and sit down somewhere very quiet, because when I start to go down that Google rabbit hole of climate change and I start to pull at that thread of the inconvenient truth, it becomes evident that this problem is huge, and it seems almost silly to say, well, I shall stop using carrier bags, because it really does feel like trying to put a plaster over the Hoover Dam. But every little helps. And actually, in preparing for habit number 9, I've been speaking to many people who have made changes, significant changes in their lives, to their consumption habits, in order to have a small effect on this problem. And every single person says, it's about making small changes. It's about baby steps. They have a cumulative significance. So rather than trying to do something overnight and live without electricity from henceforth, which obviously I think we'd all find rather difficult, it's about doing the little things, because in creating this problem, we've all done little things. And if we do the opposite, maybe the cumulative effect will be of benefit. So, in a bid to be more environmentally minded, I'm going to be doing 3 things for the next 2 weeks to see just how easy it is to make these small changes that could actually have really significant long-term benefit on the environment if all of us are doing them. The first thing is I'm going to educate myself on what can and can't be recycled. I am guilty of putting things that appear to be recyclable based on my judgment into my green bin, and my other waste into my brown bin, and hoping that everything will be okay. If you've been listening to 26 Habits since the beginning, you'll know that my first habit was to quit shop-bought coffee. And one of the reasons being the impact on the environment of all those takeaway cups. There are something like 3 billion produced a year. It's crazy. It shouldn't have been, but it was a shock to me that takeaway coffee cups can't be recycled. And just scratching at the surface of this, I found that tissues, nail varnish bottles, post-it notes, those black microwavable containers and kitchen roll, would you believe, can't be recycled either. Yet I've been putting them in my recycling bin for years. I mean, have I been clogging up recycling depots? The thought actually makes me shudder and break out into a cold sweat. On the plus side, there are things that I didn't know could be recycled, like kitchen foil, metal lids from jars. So even with just a few minutes research, I will now have, if not correctly sorted, then at least close to correctly sorted refuse bins. And I will obviously be sharing my findings with you in the show notes and on the update show. And I think that is really important, is just because something looks like cardboard or looks recyclable or is, in inverted commas, disposable, doesn't mean that it can be recycled. So I really want to make sure I educate myself and know what I'm doing, so that I'm not contributing to the problem without realizing it. The second thing I'm going to be doing involves plastic bags. Now, it's well known that plastic bags can't be recycled and that they take something like 1,000 years to degrade. And to quote a very famous woman, ain't nobody got time for that. But when I'm in the supermarket and I've forgotten my bag for life, of which I have about 6, when I think about spending that 5p, which is what you have to pay in the UK, on a carrier bag, I'm really not thinking about the impact on the environment, but whether what I'm buying is too big for my handbag and what's going to be easiest for me to get that shopping home. So the decision to spend 5p is totally based on convenience and what will make my life easier in the short term. But it's this sort of short-termism and a focus on convenience that's culminated in the wider issue. Using boxes for your groceries isn't convenient or practical for anyone. I can't imagine my mother when I was a kid doing the shop without carrier bags, trying to get me, my brother, and several bags of shopping from the supermarket to the car or back to the house without carrier bags. It just seems ridiculous, because I could tell you something, my brother and I certainly weren't going to help the issue. So it's about finding the things that are doable, even if you are under it. So I'm going to be really mindful to carry one of my bags for life with me, or similar. and just tot up how easy and often it would have been for me to pick up a plastic bag. Because when I think about it, when I go through my under sink storage, which is where I tend to fold up and keep my plastic bags, which I then give to my grocery delivery driver and get my 5p per bag back. Gosh, try saying that quickly. I realized that, you know, sometimes I can have 40 to 50 bags under my sink because, and that's over, that's not a week, by the way, that's over a substantial amount of time, but it's still, for one person, it's still a lot. So imagine the difference that even I could make if I wasn't contributing to those 50 plastic bags. And the third thing, I know for my health, I need to drink more water, but water bottles aren't the most convenient thing to carry around. So I'm guilty of buying 500 milliliter bottles when I'm out and about. In fact, I used to love the 1 liter ones, which are sort of somewhere between mini and oversized. And I used to have those on my desk every day at work. They were just so convenient. They seemed very fashionable as well. So I'm guilty for buying them just because they look quite good.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As in my first habit of quitting shop bought coffee, I have replaced takeaway coffee cups with my Stojo and Keep cups. Now, Stojo, a lot of you have been in touch about that because I put it all over my Instagram. It's the collapsible coffee cup that collapses down and is so easy to carry around. It carries about the size, I think it's a medium or like a large, depending on which coffee shop you go to. It doesn't hold a venti, but it holds a substantial amount of hot beverage and cold if you are mindful of that sort of thing. And they're super easy to carry around with you. And I also love my Keep cup, which I tend to have in the office or my home office, my office or at home generally. It's glass. It's got a cork rim. They're amazing. I find them really convenient. I really like drinking out of them, which is the main thing. And if I use either of those, anything reusable, I will get 50p off a hot drink when I do end up buying a hot beverage when I'm out and about, especially if you go somewhere like Pret A Manger, who have been really leading the way on these initiatives. Their CEO, Clive Schley, is coming up with some really interesting initiatives, including the Chili's water bottle collaboration, which is what I'm going to be using for the next 2 weeks. So no more water. There are plenty of places now that realize this is an issue. I'm going to use my reusable bottle. I'll put the link to the Chili's ones in the show notes, and you can go in and fill them up for free with filtered water. Places like Neal's Yard Remedies in the UK are doing that. Pret A Manger are doing it. I'm sure wherever you're listening, if you're not listening in the UK, that you will be able to find somewhere that will give you filtered water at no cost. The other reusable water bottle that I really like is by Hip. And it's, if you don't like bulk or if you have to carry around a lot, like a laptop with you every day, I really, really highly recommend it. It's a 600ml water bottle, but it's shaped like a Hip flask. So it's flatter and easier to store. So it's not round. It doesn't look like a juggling pin and it can be slotted into things quite easily. I really like using mine. It has a wide, it's just a bottle that you open. It's got quite a wide mouth. So if you like to drink a lot of water, I know some people have said they really like the fact that it's not got one of those sports caps. It's just a free flow. So there you go. And it's also incredibly light. So again, I would probably, if not on a daily basis, but if I found myself out and about and I thought, oh gosh, I'm thirsty, or I haven't had a drink, or God, I've had four coffees today and not a single drop of water, I would buy a water. I'm going to make it my business not to do that and just see how that feels and whether it's really easy to do. I'm sure it will be. Goodness, it's a case of just carrying around a little extra with you. Now, I know many of you listeners are really into this and have much further down the line than I am. So have any of you employed any tactics in terms of plastic consumption or waste that you've noticed has made a difference? Are there any small changes you would recommend that I or the other listeners try? I would really love to hear from you because I really feel like I'm starting out on this and I am ashamed to say it. There are things that I do to minimize my plastic consumption. There are things that I do to be environmentally friendly, but the more I pick away at this, the more I feel like it's just token effort and I need to be far more engaged with this and really understand what I'm doing. So listen, if you're listening to this and you've made significant changes, you think that there are some really obvious things that I'm missing here that would be really easy to incorporate, then please do get in touch with the show. You know the email, it's thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Or if you want to have a wider conversation, maybe share any links, please do go over to the Facebook group. The link will be in the show notes. Because the key to 26 habits is about finding these habits, finding these ways of living that are really positive, that we can live with, not do for a short amount of time, but things that are sustainable. So if any of you are further down the line with this than me, I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. I'm really excited to be doing this one. It feels very timely and it feels like a very worthwhile effort to start on, and I will be sharing all of my results on Instagram. I'm at Emma Guns. You'll probably see me tweeting about this, maybe sharing some links to any articles I found, particularly about those what can and can't be recycled issues. And as ever, I've said it before, but do email me, thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, and maybe we can have a conversation, just you and I, about what we can do for this. And there's that Facebook group link, which I will be putting in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. If you found this episode on The Pool, which is thepool.co.uk, then actually I should probably do that properly, shouldn't I? It's not thepool.co.uk. There's a hyphen in there. And I think it's rather important that I share that with you. So yes, if you want to find the back catalogue of the show, all you have to do is go to the-pool.com. See, it wasn't a .co.uk. What were you thinking, Emma? Not only will you find this episode and all the previous 26 habits, but if you look for anything around the environment, sustainability, there are also some brilliant articles in there that I think you would find incredibly engaging. And they're all very good reads. I highly recommend it. Right, I'm going to go and take a good long look at my life and how I'm consuming plastics and the like. And I will be back with you on a catch-up show very, very soon. Thank you so much for listening.